This is the Wisconsin Family Minute. A Daily Wire investigation revealed that the Federal Bureau of Prisons is currently holding approximately 22,000 foreign nationals in custody, and it seems all of them are eligible for taxpayer-funded gender transitions under the Biden-Harris administration's policy. Over 2,000 of these individuals currently in custody claim to identify as transgender. Data obtained by Daily Wire indicates that so-called gender-affirming surgeries could already be in progress. Jelaine Appling, President Emeritus of Wisconsin Family Council.
Taxpaying citizens should not be funding the cosmetic, non-medically necessary surgeries of anyone, let alone of foreign nationals. It appears the Biden-Harris administration is more concerned about affirming the alleged gender dysphoria of illegal immigrants than it is in helping bona fide Americans deal with the very real effects of inflation.
There's more online at wifamilycouncil.org. The Wisconsin Family Council. Strengthening and preserving marriage, family, life, and liberty.